I'm Danielle McCartan here with Ron Guidry, Louisiana Lightning, Gator. We're here at the Mint Pros, Joe Pagliano's Mint Pros 1977 reunion for the World Series. What's that like for you to be back with the guys? I saw you and Mickey Rivers going at it a little bit before. What's that like for you?
Well, it's always a pleasure to get back with them. You know, like you start in spring training, you play all the way from February until October.
Right.
And you live with those guys 8 months out of the year. So you become very close. And when you retire, because you go your own way, you don't get to see them anymore.
Right.
So anytime that we have a chance to get together, we get together, we're more like brothers than like friends. So we get together, we cut up, we pick at each other, but we always have. And it's always fun to see them.
Now, I got to read this because there's so many. Four-time All-Star, two-time World Series champion, five-time Gold Glove winner, former Yankees captain. The list goes on and on and on. How is it for you to be honored in Monument Park with your 49 retired?
Well, the day that they did it, I remember my wife told me, well, New York called and, you know, they want to retire your number. So, you know, I thought it was cool. You know, okay, well, you know, that's kind of a compliment. And I didn't think about things very much. And when I got here that afternoon, when we walked outside, it didn't dawn on me until I got into the dugout. If they retire your number, they put a plaque out in center field. And that's the first time that I really had tears in my eyes because I understood what it meant. You know, just having them say that they were going to retire the number was good enough for me. But I just didn't realize, you know, that you get the plaque too.
Yeah.
So to be put out there and have your number retired, it's if you ever think that your organization likes you, there's your answer.
You are beloved. You played your whole career in pinstripes, right?
Yeah. And it's always great to come back because you have so many friends. And it was always a pleasure to pitch in front of, you know, all those screaming thousands of people. You know, and I always, and that's one of the things that you miss. Like I said, I miss the players. I don't miss pitching as much, but I miss pitching in Yankee Stadium.
And your fondest memory, you would say?
The fondest.
You gotta pick one.
Well, of course, there's a lot of, you know, the Boston playoff game is always huge, but the game here in Yankee Stadium was the 18 strikeout game.
Yeah.
Because you start something that goes on today, you know, that two strike clapping is attributed to that game. So it's always fun because it goes on. Like we go to spring training and guys that know the story about this clapping, when young kids ask, who started that anyway, they all point. You know, and it's always a compliment that they do it and they know, but it's like a tradition. It's just carried down, and it was always fun. But I guess that's the game that I pitched here that probably I would say was at the top.
My Aunt Ann thinks that she started that clap. She swears by it.
She could have been. She could have been. I'm just glad she decided to do so.
Now, you know, we heard your stat line every, you know, is the Hall of Fame in?
You know, I don't think I did enough to get in there. I certainly didn't set out to go to the Hall of Fame. There's something that you do that they acknowledge and it's great. It certainly doesn't diminish what I did or who I am if you never get in there.
Yeah.
So, you know, having my number and a plaque here is good enough for me.
Yeah.
I don't care about anything else.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll see you in there one of these days.
Well, you know, if they think you deserve it, you know, fine. If not, that's fine, too. It's not going to change me. I'm not going to be somebody else. I'm still going to be the same old country boy.
Now, I got to ask you about the nicknames that went on in that clubhouse. You have two.
Right.
A bunch of other ones. I can name them, but how did those come about? Are they organic?
Well, you see, the Sparky and Dick Tidrow, when I first got here in 1975, when I was in the bullpen, I couldn't have been in the bullpen more than 10 minutes. And Sparky had already lit up my shoelaces. They were on fire.
Oh, my God.
And I acquired my nickname. But the guys were asking me, okay, well, you know, what kind of name is Guidry? What nationality? I said, you know, it's French. well, where are you from? I'm from Louisiana. Well, what do you have a lot of down there? Well, you got a lot of mosquitoes, you got a lot of snakes, a lot of alligators. And, you know, you start, you know, and, I can't call you mosquito, you know,
it's yeah, no.
Snake. Hey, gator's good. And that's I like it. You know, I'll take it. You know, and Louisiana lightning is the other one. And that one is attributed to Phil Rizzuto during the 18 strikeout game. I was able to meet the family later on that, during the course of the year, but every time that I would pitch, there was a huge banner that was unfurled down the third base, over the third base dugout. A family from Connecticut had a huge banner made, and on that banner was the state of Louisiana, and it had a lightning bolt through the state, and the name at the top, Louisiana Lightning. And somewhere in that game, Phil Rizzuto was screaming holy cow on the radio and just commentating about the game. And he put Louisiana Lightning right next to my name. You know, he said something, you know, Louisiana Lightning is being thrown tonight by Ron Guidry, or Ron Guidry's throwing some Louisiana, you know, some kind of way he fit it in.
Yeah.
And from that point on, the name just stuck.
Wow, that's a cool story.
It is. I mean, you know, I always attribute, I always blame him, too. I said, yeah. Try signing that thing 10 or 12
times. It's so long. Yeah. And my final question I'm going to ask you, have you been keeping up with the current Yankees, 2017 Yankees?
Yeah. Well, I've always gone to spring training, so I get to see them all. You know, everything that you're going to see in April and May, I've already seen in February and March.
So what do you think?
Well, they started off great. I think a lot of things were going in their way, and then injuries hit. They lost some key players, so then they went down on a little losing streak. But nobody is running away with the title in the East. Everybody seems to be pretty well balanced. So if they can kind of just thread water for a while until things start going well for them again, I think they have a shot. They'd really have a shot, I think, if they could acquire maybe a real good starter.
Right. Well, Tanaka lit it up last night.
And it's true. If, you know, if things start to change, if Tanaka becomes the guy that he was at the beginning, CC keeps throwing like he's throwing. Okay, and with the emergence of Severino and Montgomery, you have something. Okay, now you just need to find that other guy who can step up.
Yeah.
Whether it comes from your system or, like I said, if you get another quality arm, it certainly would help. Okay. Yes. They have the everyday team to beat, but you're going to win it with pitching.
Is there a guy that's out there that you would like for them?
Yeah, but unfortunately, he's signed for a long time.
Who's that?
Scherzer from the
Oh, yeah. He's good.
He'd do well.
Yeah.
But, you know, they could be. I don't think, you know, Sonny Gray, of course, is good. Darvish is good. A lot of it just depends on their physical status. Because Gray's been hurt numerous times. Darvish has been down a couple of times. So, you know, that's the thing. That's the if they wouldn't have had it, then you could pick one. But having some injuries is always a question.
All right. Well, that's the state of the 1977 World Series and today's Yankees. Dan McCartan and Ron Guidry. Thank you very much.
Thank you.